I was 20, traveling abroad with some girlfriends while on break from college, and recently single. A dangerous cocktail of adrenaline-inducing components that led to some uncharacteristically slutty behavior. We were laying on beaches tanning by day and dancing the nights away from club to club, fueled by alcohol and a constant supply of eye candy. On our second night there, we went to a bar known for playing salsa music. My two friends and I headed to the bar to get a few drinks and made our way to the lounge area to watch people dancing. None of us knew how to salsa, but watching people sexily twirl and press up on each other made us want to learn. It didn't take long for guys to notice the three pale gringas, and my tiny blonde friend Elle got asked to dance first. As she was being led to the dance floor, two other guys got confident and approached my friend R and I, asking to dance as well. We downed our drinks and headed off to the crowded dance floor with the strangers. I'd always had a weakness for foreign guys, so this was definitely turning me on. We danced for a while, getting hot and sweaty as the men explored our bodies over our clothes. The guy I was with was tall and dark-haired with equally dark eyes. I liked the mystery of discovering his features in the semi-dark and neon-lit club. I think he may have been a little younger than me actually, which I don't usually go for, but hey, it was vacation. After a few songs, we went to the bar and did shots of tequila together. My friends were still dancing with their guys, visibly having a blast. My guy took my hand and led me back onto the dance floor, spinning me around to press my ass into his groin this time. I could feel him getting a semi as I pressed my hips back, rubbing my ass slowly up and down his front. He had brushed my long hair aside and was kissing my neck while his hands slipped under my shirt to squeeze my bare breasts. I could feel myself getting wet as this stranger fondled and kissed me. We then turned to face each other and made out deeply for a few minutes. I don't know if it was the alcohol, the recent breakup or maybe just the general vibe that made me do it, maybe a little of all three, but I grabbed his hand and practically dragged him out of the club into the street. It was mostly deserted, except for people smoking cigarettes here and there, and shops had rolled down the metal shutters in front of their windows. I remember walking a short way down the block and turning onto a side street. He pressed me into a wall and we continued to make out and touch each other. His hand slipped into the waistband of my shorts and started to rub me through my soaked panties. I'm pretty sure this is the point that I decided fuck it, let's do this and pulled him into a little doorstep alcove in front of a souvenir shop. I slid my shorts completely down, to his surprise, and started to take his off. I don't think he had fully understood what was happening because it took him a second to react to me sliding my mouth down his now fully hard dick. Then he grabbed my hair and pressed my head hard onto his dick, making me gag a little. We continued like this for a little bit, there were definitely people walking by, then I stood up and basically backed myself onto him as he leaned against the wall. He was thick, and I could feel him stretching me, making me squirm and him moan. He fucked me hard, holding my hair with one hand and the other around my throat, which I found extremely hot. Soon I could feel him getting ready to come and he pulled out and pushed me to my knees, lifting my tank top off as he did to come all over my tits. We laughed a bit in our drunkenness and lust as he helped me wipe using his boxers and then we both returned to the club to find our friends. The girls were both making out hard with their partners and hadn't even noticed we had left. We continued dancing and making out a bit until my friends were ready to go home. The only telltale sign I'd gotten a good fucking was the redness on my cheeks, and I could always blame that on the dancing. I never found out his name or where he was from, but I'm not going to forget fucking him on a doorstep.